today. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Kermit Gordon.
Please. Thank you.
Hello?
Director Gordon,
yes.
Mr. Valenti.
Thank you.
Ms. Famer?
I have Mr. Director Gordon from Mr. Valenti.
Thank you. Mr. Gordon?
Yes?
Thank you, sir.
Yes?
Director Gordon on 90.
All right, where am I?
You're at Harrisburg.
Where am I on the safe?
In Harrisburg. You're in New York in the morning.
On what?
Dubinsky, it says here, Mr. President. David Dubinsky, is it his 50th anniversary?
Yeah. All right.
So when he came in, Mr. President, and asked you that first day, that's how he ended up with Potosky, because you read about the Dubinsky, the 50th anniversary of the first.
Hello?
Hello?
Kermit.
Yes, Mr. President.
I'm going to try to have a press conference Wednesday, so you start to work this afternoon tearing the news out of somebody.
All right. I'll do what I can, Mr. President.
All right. Now,
let's see. We've got the Chamizal material you have, don't you?
Yeah, but that's not big enough. Yeah, I'm going to use it, but that's not big enough.
And then we still have those 10 letters to agency heads that haven't been released yet.
Well, you can write up a press statement I can make on that.
George already has one, Mr. President. I think it's a pretty good one. And then, of course, there's that $800,000 you got to ask for the Presidential Transition Act. But I'll
find some good ones. Now, on Swarthmore, we told Joe Clark we couldn't go. He's calling again. We haven't told him what we do yet. My people over here are about to sue me because they say I've got to be in Harrisburg on Saturday. And I can't go to Pennsylvania twice in 2 days.
Oh,
and I've got a big fundraising done in that night. There's no chance of having it in the afternoon, is there?
Saturday afternoon?
I don't know why Saturday and Monday are not very much closer, but I go up Pennsylvania and spend all day Saturday, and then I come home and I go back to Pennsylvania and spend all day Monday. And they say it doesn't look good.
I'm sure it doesn't, Mr. President. Of course, it's only a very short hop. It's only less than a half hour up to the Philadelphia
from
airport.
From where?
From here to the airport. And,
from airport to airport.
Do they ever take a helicopter that far, Mr. President?
Yeah, we did. Do we take a helicopter to Philadelphia or not? We fly in, but it takes us 15 minutes to get out to the airport.
Well, if you ever take a helicopter that far, Mr. President, you could land right on the Swarthmore campus, and as the crow flies, it's probably not much more than 100 miles. I'd be glad to look into that, but I wonder if
look
it's possible just to take a helicopter.
You look in to see what the possibilities be doing Saturday afternoon. I could come in there from New York Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. I've got to be at Harrisburg
that
Saturday night.
I see.
And they don't want me going into Pennsylvania Saturday, and then they think it'll be anticlimactic, press and everything else, going back up there Monday. Look like I'm going to take up lodging in Pennsylvania.
That's a pretty important statement, Mr. President. Of course, Philadelphia's a long way from Harrisburg, but I'll look into the Saturday possibility.
You figure it out, and how far is Philadelphia from Harrisburg?
Oh, it's a good way, Mr. President. Let's see. It's easily 100 miles, y'all. Yeah.
Well, you see,
as far from Harrisburg as
Washington.
Well,
if I could get a 230 degree, you see, though, I'd have till 8 o'clock at night to go 100 miles.
You've got to be in Harrisburg at 8. I see. I'll look into that right away, Mr. President.
See what the possibilities are there, and because I can't cancel the Saturday one in New York in the morning.
I see.
I can't... they don't want me to go Saturday and Monday, and I want to go. And can I tell Joe Clark that I'm trying to go? Is that all right? I accept it for you and turn him down?
That would be dandy. But as a matter of fact, you needn't mention me at all. Just make it your response to Joe Clark's invitation.
Well, I'll tell him I've asked you to go to work on the Saturday deadline.
All right, fine.
Okay.
I'll look right into it.
All right. Now, you get me some news.
Oh, Mr. President, I was trying to reach Jack to see whether Elmer and I could have 10 minutes with you this afternoon, the first thing tomorrow. We've got to send up a Corps of Engineers budget amendment, and there are two issues outstanding. One is Senator Symington's Kaysinger Bluff project.
Well, you just got to see him and get him down just to the minimum you can. And
well,
I rather think that Missouri ought to do some conservation work. The electric companies and utilities held them back so long that I'm willing to start something.
Well, that was going to be our recommendation, Mr. President. We're putting in a very small figure, not much
how
over
much?
$1 million.
Where are you going to get it?
Where
are you going to save it?
Reprogramming. This is taking shifting money around within the Corps of Engineers so it doesn't increase the budget at all. Now, Elmer's been over this very carefully. He thinks it's basically a good project. It's essentially a power and flood control project, and it has a high benefit-cost ratio. It looks like it's a sound one. The other one that we ought to settle before we send this budget amendment up, of course, is Tennessee Tom Bigbee. Now, I've been waiting uncomfortably for a call from Senator Sparkman, but I haven't heard from him, and I didn't know what you wanted me to do next on that.
Well, I would like
feel
if
very
I,
different about that one, you know.
I hate to waste 225, but if I could waste 225 and then make a decision next year, depending on how we look, I would like to do it because we've got lots of problems in Alabama against this governor, and I believe if I thought I could do it, I think I'd have him bring all of his delegations in here.
Well, now the 225 doesn't bother us a bit, Mr. President.
I know it's
a $265 million project.
Maybe.
The question is whether after you have recommended the money for completing the planning, you're not boxed in and almost forced to go ahead
with
construction.
Well, the guys that recommended up to now are not boxed in.
No, but
you've been going right along each year.
No, it hasn't, Mr. President.
Well,
the Senate spent over $1 million on it altogether, but this goes way back. In 1962 and 63, this was added in the Senate. It was not in the administration's program, and it was knocked out in conference.
And involved $265 million.
$265 million is the total cost. That's right. And the one thing I wanted you to be clear on is that it's going to be much more difficult to say no to this next year. If you attach your name to the $225,000 to complete the planning.
Well, we might tell him that if they put it in, why, we won't veto the bill.
Well, that would be
then,
easy.
Then
that would be easy. We could try to pass the word.
I'll try to talk to him.
All right,
I'll let
fine.
You know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.